You're on More Music Mondays with Ben and Richard.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
It's not that's me today.
It's what?
I was expecting that's me. I was hoping for that's me.
Or here I am.
Here I am.
My
that's the one.
Catchphrases. Yep.
Mariah Carey. She's in trouble.
Oh, my goodness. When is she not these
when
days?
When is she not in
but
trouble?
This is a little bit
I think
serious.
She's really in trouble this time. So Mariah Carey's former security guard is suing Mariah, basically.
Yeah, claiming a sexual harassment, basically.
Well, also that she basically has called him a Nazi, a skinhead, a KKK member, and a white supremacist.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that, but actually the sexual harassment bit has, like, dominated the narrative.
Yeah.
And then I forgot about that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Mariah is mixed race, so you would think that, you know, she wouldn't be calling anyone anything like that. Not that, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it just adds another layer to the story. Like,
yeah.
But Mariah is mixed race herself, so it's a very confusing story. It's a little bit out of left field, and it's just very odd for a woman to be accused of sexual harassment in the entertainment industry.
Yeah. Well, anyway. I mean, there's so much of that going around right now.
Yeah.
The security guard as well, though, has alleged that Mariah only wanted to be surrounded by black guys, not white people.
It's a weird story. It's just such an odd story all around.
Yeah.
Like the timing of it and these things that Mariah is supposed to have done and, like, this guy's relationship to her, like, as a security guard. It's just very
Do you think,
strange.
Though, because Mariah, Mariah's getting to that phase at the moment, I feel like, where there's more negative stuff coming out than positive, and it's becoming about sort of the quirks, if you will, about her life. Is this just sort of the latest chapter in that? Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, how much of it is real and how much of it is just sort of, you know, a good story for that narrative?
Yeah, and some of it really comes back to some of the choices that she's made recently. I mean, this lawsuit and accusation isn't connected to that, but the negative stuff that does come out in the press, like, she chose to do that reality show that was just ridiculous.
Yeah. I'd kind of liked it.
I thought it was fun to watch, but but for Mariah, she didn't really come off that great in it, especially all the scripted parts.
It was pretty scripted. Wait, hang on, wait. You're saying it wasn't real?
You're saying we didn't see all their most intimate moments in their relationship?
It was so set up and so fake.
It was hilarious. It was like The Hills or Laguna
Yeah, it was
Beach
like that. And I think the part about it that was most funny was that you could just tell they were trying to set things up to make her look normal.
Yeah.
When you know she's just not.
I don't know. She's, like, really focusing on touring at the moment when I think that she probably should try and, you know, get another album out. It's been a couple of years. Like, remind people all the good things that they loved about Mariah in the past.
You know what, though? I love her, though, and I feel like she's in a really vulnerable place in her life.
Yes.
You know, she's becoming that sort of jaded diva.
Yes.
But I do think when she does these kind of kooky things, like, say, the New Year's performance, I think she gets it. I think she's a little bit in on the joke more than people think.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely really, really smart.
Yeah.
You can tell when someone doesn't get their public persona and when they do. And I think Mariah plays up to it a lot, but she might just be she might be doing the public persona when she should be focusing more on her music.
Oh, that's a great point. I have to say quickly, my favourite part about that show, you just gave me a flashback with the show. Remember when she's going on stage and she gets wheeled to the stage on the wheelie chair?
Who else?
That is my, like, you know, whenever I become famous, Richard, that's just how I want to get, like, wheeled to my office.
I get wheeled into joy every single day.
In the diamante encrusted stocking. Well, Mariah also fired her manager and now she's hired her boyfriend / dancer.
We're going back to bad decisions.
Is that going to work, do you think?
I'm telling you, Mariah, get back on track. She's listening right now.
Oh, dear. Have you ever taken the red pill before?
No, I can't say that I have.
Well,
there's a lot of jokes I could make right now.
Maroon 5, their new record is called The Red Pill.
Red Pill Blues, I think it's called.
Oh, I'm sorry, Red Pill Blues.
So they're like,
could be another joke as well.
Whatever. But anyway. Yeah, exactly.
They've kind of gotten into that saying where, like, you should have Googled what you planned on saying or releasing in this case.
Yeah, because the red pill thing has been, I mean, it originates from The Matrix, doesn't it? It's like the red pill or the blue pill. But somehow, I'm not sure of the, like, exact way that it was, that this became real, but it got taken over. There's, like, a Reddit thing, men's rights activist group who are really into
Well, they're pro-men's rights.
They're pro-men.
And they're saying that, you know, feminism is, you know, destroying mankind or something.
Yeah, etc. So, like, they're not nice people. And no. So they're the red pill Reddit group, subreddit. So, yeah.
I mean, Maroon 5 have come out and apologised and said, you know, we're feminists, we love women, we didn't mean it. We love, you know, we're talking about the Matrix and all of that. But I mean, don't these guys have lots of money? Don't these things go through cross checks and stuff?
True, but that.
What do I know about releasing records?
Having lots of money probably gives them like a layer of, like, they're not really on the same level as the rest of us. They don't probably know too much about exactly what's going on. But there's like 8 guys in Maroon 5. Like,
are there 8?
There's like 6 or 7 or 8.
Wow. Okay.
There's a lot of them. Like, I really have no clue why one of them didn't know that that is being currently used. But maybe Adam just gets to make, like Adam Levine, maybe gets to just make all the decisions
probably.
That nobody else
gets. His ego does seem bigger than all 8 band members, Sosana, let's be honest. So I was saying before, I was kind of joking before about your nude photos online.
Oh, okay. I took that conversation completely seriously.
Sia. Queen Sia.
Yes.
Australia's own.
Yes.
An agency was trying to hawk photos of her naked online and she got whiff of it.
Yes.
And she basically did this amazing thing where she posted them on Twitter and said, someone's trying to sell these.
They're yours
for free.
Here they are. Which is funny because she goes to such lengths to cover herself up and now she's in all her glory.
I thought her butt looked all right.
Yeah, she's like 40-something.
Yeah.
Maybe she's 40. I think she's 40. But anyway, like, yeah.
She looked great. You know, without the bob wig and the... I would have loved if she'd done, like, I don't know, like an emoji or something on her head with, like, some disguise, but with the butt. I don't know.
There should be Sia emojis. All the emojis, but you can't see what they're doing because they've all got wigs on their head.
Yeah. There was also some exciting news I saw today. Lady Gaga's producer, DJ...
White Shadow?
Yes. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
He confirmed that Art Pop... There's going to be Art Pop 2 or something?
Yeah, the way that I read it was, like, he's hoping that the next record will be closer to Art Pop. Because, like, Gaga, speaking of people with management issues, like Mariah, Gaga went through lots of management issues around the Art Pop era, and it suffered. And so I think in his Instagram post he was saying, like, we put so much into this, and hopefully we'll be able to get it done again and do it really right. So I love that album. I'm so here for it.
Yeah, and there's been so much sort of emphasis on Gaga coming back bigger than ever, even though she is still amazing and she's so polished now. But you know what I mean? That sort of big kind of pop star.
I think she's done so much work in getting respected that now she will be respected forever and now it's okay for her to be messy again.
Yeah.
So let's bring back the mess.
And Art Pop is a great album. Kind of sort of flopped by today's standards, but I thought it was great.
I thought it was wonderful.
And Joanne's great too.
Yeah.
She's just great all around.
She really is.
I love Gaga. Surprise, surprise, we like Gaga.
Yeah, I know.
I think she's amazing.
Get Dylan back in for this news update. We like Gaga.
Hey, we've got a, I think they were popular in the 90s, a sort of super group to discuss next.
Yes.
I wonder if anyone remembers them.
I've certainly forgotten all about them. Oh, I definitely haven't spent the last few months just completely drowning in them.
I think there were 5 of them and maybe they had different names for them, like for their characters or something.
They definitely didn't all have the same name.
Yeah, I wonder who I'm talking about. The Spice Girls. Remember them?
I do. I really, really do. I was pulling a gag before, pretending that I didn't remember them. What's happening with them, Ben?
Well, I think they're reuniting.
Really?
Apparently.
That's what the Sun is. It the Sun?
Oh, are you going to make me cry now? Are you saying it's not happening?
Look, I don't think so. Because we get this story every 6 months, or every like 3 months these days. And they say that it's with Victoria, which makes it even more unbelievable. There's no way she's touching them ever again.
Is she just too cool for school to do it?
She's too rich.
Yeah.
What on earth would she need to do it for?
I love that so much.
I'll be glad to be proven wrong, though.
I have to say, I kind of agree with you. I'm not holding my breath.
No.
Nah.
No. I think that would
be... And, you know, just quickly as well, I didn't really like the whole, what was it, what was the three idea with the three of them?
Jem, Jerry, Emma,
throw it in the bin.
Get rid of it.
No.
I'm so not here for that. And thankfully, they've said that that's not, like, they're not bothering with that.
You're working on something special.
I am, yes. The last couple of months I've been immersed in Spice Girls. My podcast, Into the Groove, who it's hosted by Joy, of course.
Which we all know and love.
Yeah, is going to be a 6-episode history of the Spice Girls coming up. Hopefully first episode out in the next couple of weeks. Got to get it right.
You are a perfectionist, Richard.